gorgeous, welcome to a new season of Relentless. Last week, I announced a rebrand of our podcast, even though, as mentioned, it isn't so much of a rebrand, but just gaining clarity over where we are heading. So, in light of this new season, let me reintroduce to you Relentless. Our mission is to help you master yourself and create your dream life. In this space, we go inwards to go outwards. Every good thing starts with the self. With that said, I am accepting applications for the Self Mastery to Success coaching program. This is a live 3-month program where you get to work with me one-on-one on mastering your mind, body, and soul. We'll work on mindset, mastering your emotions and communication, self-confidence, self-sufficiency, self-leadership, and a whole lot more. For more information and to apply, click the link below. Okay, happy 4th of July, everyone. I am recording on 4th of July. It is 10:10 in the morning. So by the time you listen to this episode, 4th of July would have passed. I hope you had a great 4th of July celebration with your families and your friends. And I hope you were by the pool enjoying the sunshine. Today, we are talking about the joy of being alone. I am here to tell you that you can be alone and live a great life. First, let's get clear on one thing. Being alone is a state of mind. People who know me may think that I am alone, and I suppose in many ways I am. I have been on my own since I was 17 years old because my family lives on the other side of the world. The only family I have here in the US are my two little lovers. I'm in my 30s now, which means I've been quote unquote alone for almost 20 years. So I can speak of this topic with great confidence and insight. There are countless reasons that one may feel alone. Maybe you have lost a loved one. Maybe you moved away from family or have gone through a difficult breakup. Remember that being alone is a state of mind and more of a feeling than anything else. For me, even though I have lived more than half my life away from my family, I have never felt alone. I carry their love in my heart. I carry my mom in my heart. I also have been blessed with wonderful friends who have become my chosen family. Most of all, I feel at home with myself. And my favorite version of myself is me when I'm at home doing what I do by myself. And this is why I preach so hard about being at home with yourself, because when you like yourself, when you are happy with yourself, you have everything you need to take on the world. I would guess that most people feel alone because they are single. Perhaps some of you are single parents, which, by the way, we need to redefine. And I've said this already in another episode, many, many episodes ago, that I am single, I am a mom, I am not a single mom. I am a mom who happens to be single. And I never and have never considered myself a single mom. Why? First, it's because I am a mom through and through. I am a mom regardless of my relationship status. Second, there's a negative connotation with the term single mom. Single parents are praised for overcoming the struggles of solo parenting, and while that is admirable, absolutely, there are challenges whether you live in a two-parent household or not. Single parents are perceived to have multiple jobs and have no time for themselves. They're perceived to be tired and have no social lives. Again, to give you a fresh perspective from a mom who happens to be single, I make time for myself. I am not tired and I have a social life. In life, you have two choices. You can either play the victim or you can turn water into wine. Looking back on my journey from the time I was 17 years old, I realized that being alone is a gift. Being alone gives you the opportunity to get to know yourself. What do you like? What don't you like? What are your aspirations? If everything that you do is tied to another person, you're always negotiating and perhaps a bit more than you should. Being alone gives you full control of how you live your life. All the decisions are yours. There are no outside influences telling you what you can and cannot do. There's nobody asking you, When are you going to get married? When are you going to have a baby? Your life is yours. You get to really craft your life however you please. And of course, there are drawbacks too. No one's there to offer a new perspective, to play devil's advocate, to caution you. For example, I wanted to become a doctor. And when I was in college, I was in school part-time because I was working. And because I was by myself, no one advised me to, maybe you should go full-time, to speed up the process. I was so young. I had no guidance as far as decision-making goes. I just knew I was going to be a doctor. Wasn't even a question. I had the grades. I had the desire. I told myself I'll get there eventually. What I didn't realize was there were steps to take. It's a very systematic process. Still, I wouldn't change a thing because what that experience taught me was I could do it. I could do it on my own. I can put myself through school, which I did. When you are navigating life by yourself, you get to own everything. Your wins, your losses, your mistakes. You get to call all the shots. Where to eat, where to go, what to do. And that is extremely liberating. Living alone teaches you to be independent and self-sufficient. I know adults who can't even put outfits together and have to rely on their spouses to pick their clothes. You learn to eat by yourself, entertain yourself, travel by yourself. One of my favorite memories was when I went to New Orleans by myself for maybe 4 days. And it was just me. Walking around, visiting galleries, eating beignets, and just having a great time. And it was so wonderful to have that memory of myself being so content with my own company. Living alone toughens you up like no other, mentally and emotionally, especially if you're a mom. When you know you have nobody but yourself, it gives you the power to make things happen. You get into problem-solving mode right away because wallowing in sorrow is not an option. You learn to move one foot in front of the other, even when you're unsure of what's next. You just keep moving. And when you do that, soon enough, you'll be on the other side. Being alone teaches you that you are enough. You have everything you need. You can celebrate the holidays by yourself. You can be your cheerleader. You don't need someone's love and affection to make you feel good or beautiful or happy. Everyone else is just an addition to your already great life. Okay, we can be here for another 2 hours and talk about the perks of being alone, but let's go back to what the word alone means and what we can do to make it feel less isolating. Perhaps, personally, I don't mind the word. I love being alone. I actually prefer it to be by myself. I can do whatever I want. But I know for a lot of people, the term alone feels very lonely and isolating. So here are a few words for you to play around with. Solace, silence, peace, contentment, self-sufficiency. So next time you feel alone or someone tells you you're alone, tell them, I'm not alone, I'm self-sufficient. Or, I'm not alone, I'm at peace, I have solace. And here's what you can do to test yourself and see how capable you really are. Because my darling, you are more capable than you think. Number one, go somewhere and or do something by yourself. Like go hiking by yourself. Maybe take a weekend trip. Go out of town for a couple of days. Number two, dive into a project and see it to completion. Maybe rearrange your entire house. Build a furniture. Build a website. Or start a business. When you do this, you realize, I am pretty fucking awesome. I am capable. I am strong. I can do this by myself. No big deal. And slowly but surely, you'll find the joy of being alone. Okay, my loves, that is all for today. Please subscribe, like, comment, do all the things. It helps me understand which topics you enjoy and points Relentless in the right direction. And one final reminder, if you are looking to bring out the badass in you so you can create your dream life, check out the Self Mastery to Success one-on-one coaching program. The link is below. All right, my lovers, make it a great day. And until next time, bye, gorgeous.